Blog Talk Radio.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Hey! Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready.
Yes, 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 Shabbat Shalom, send us salam here, yeah. We're at the 37th degree of the sabbatical study for this Shabbat right here. Here the eve, the Friday eve, the eve of the Shabbat, a Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam to you all. Yes, I make I and I rise up a chant.
Hey, send that salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of resting inside your home. Send that salam, Shabbat Shalom.
Besim Ab, Wewelid, Womenfesu Kedus, Ahadu Amla, Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit, Besenbed Ken, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakubit, Shelleme, Kohulum Yilk, Zahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakubit, on the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Selassie, Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. In them there's a tabernacle set for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. At lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Thank you.
should I know?
The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, here lighting the lights, the daughter of the house lighting the lights for the Shabbat Seder right here, the word, sound, and power, the Baraka. Yes, sir.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat
Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Yes, 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 the daughter of the house is the Baraka, the Bat HaBayit, the Bat HaBayit, the daughter of the house, a word, sound, and power, signifying the beginning of the Shabbat here, the Eve, here on the end, and the Irit right here. Waikulu, from the Waikulu right here, the word said from HaTorah. Right on the Shabbat day, the evening first, evening and morning here. TJIF, thank Jah. It's Friday, the evening, the sabbatical evening service. Why,
thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Instrumental by Rico Dubwise Raythea. So why Kalu for the Shabbat time?
Why Kalu? From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their host. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Wayakulu Ha Shemayim Ve Ha Aretz Ve Kol HaZeva'am. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayakulu HaShemayim Ve HaAretz Ve Kol HaZeva'am. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Why call Elohim Bayom HaShavi'i Me'lakito Asher Asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayishavota Bayom HaShavi'i Mikola Me'lakito Asher Asa. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayavarek Elohim et yom ha-shvi'i, vayakadesh oto, ki voa shavata mikola melakato, asher bara Elohim la'isot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath, that is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Ayrei Shan. It is first said in the Amidah at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home Kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagoga, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said. Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the sixth, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayikulu, the Vayikulu, Vayikulu. And, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayikulu, 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 the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the Hey, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod Hey Wehey. The passage here, known as the Vayikulu, 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 and they were completed. Yom HaShishi. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayavareka Elohim et yom ha-shvi'i, vayakadesh oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et yom ha-shvi'i, and sanctified it. Vayakadesh oto, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavoa shavata mikola melakato, asher bara Elohim la isot, 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 isot.
Eloheinu, Elohim, Eloheinu, Elohim, Abba Tachere.
አይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢምን
Hear, hear, hear. Basic Hebrew. Hear, hear, hear. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1-22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. Apa Saka Rashata. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1-22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a aleph ba bait ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain cha chet ta et ya yod ka kaf la lamed ma bein na nun sa samech a ein pa pe sa sadai A kof ra resh sha shin ta tau
ta tau ta tau ta tau
aba gada ha wa za khat a ya kala mana sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 ta
We need to establish a world where there is no discrimination, no oppression, no exploitation. We need to dismantle the shackles of hate and destruction. Because I love the healing force where King Selassie prescribed it for all nation and nation. To embrace the feeling of love, it is very important. It compels the heart for justification. So all the man we are dealing with love, let me see who touch the right hand, right? All the man, let me see. I love all the man, yeah man. Where's the colors?
They don't know them say that they don't have no love. You don't know, sir, red, gold and green are the color of the earth. You know me, I saw them say. Even a stoplight. You know me, I say. Sir, so all I want to do with love, say, Holy Emmanuel.
Yes, yes, yes. The Shabbat commemorating creation, the iration made for man. The Shabbat, she was made for man. Yes, I observe the Shabbat. Kabbalah Shabbat coming forward, forward. But first, it's right here, here, here. Ah.
Created a man, he did, yeah, yeah. Look at the trees, how their leaves are blowing away in the skies. Listen to the birds, how they're singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines, bright in the skies. Well, all these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flower, how it makes your gardens look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cool wind blow. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, boy, yeah. a flower, how it makes your garden look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you gotta do is relax and feel.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom, send it Salam, memorial of the ancient, the iration. Command was not emanated from a deity, man was created in the image and after the likeness. So here, recycle fire and I from low degrees to high degrees, the Kabbalah Shabbat, these six psalms right here for the 6 days of the Shabuah, right here, Shabbat.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay.
So here, the six psalms of the Kabbalat Shabbat, Psalms 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29. So here, from low degrees, high degrees here. Firstly, the KJV, just the milk of the word. Yes, I, more solid food to come. Stay tuned. Here, the Kabbalat Shabbat, the six psalms, 95 to Psalm 99. Plus Psalm 29.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. 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 Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. 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 Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. 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 Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
Shabbat Shalom. Senbet Shalom.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. 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 You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate.
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Psalm 29 right there, is it, pull you right up right here. You have Fredlock, sons of the mighty.
Psalm 29.
children of Selassie. No, trotting in a Babylon, chanting Rastafari song. Though the road is rough and long, still we gonna hold on strong. Behold, a son of the Almighty, you can control the children of Selassie. The children of Selassie, they try to live upright, but Babylonian, yes Babylonian, always causing a fight against I and I. I tell you, oh yeah, yeah, oh. Children of Selassie, they try to live upright, but Babylonian, yes Babylonian, always causing a fight against I and I. Oh, I tell you now, whoa, yeah, yeah, you better see I and wish I were. Cause every tongue shall tell what you do to I and I. You'll have to tell Selassie I. Behold, a son of the Almighty, you can control the children of Selassie I.
So here, here, here for the Kabbalat Shabbat, we have the Ana Bekoach, and the 42 attributes of He Who Be, Who He Be right here. Interesting, the number 42, it appears in various contexts in the scripts and also outside of the scripts. Number 42, a little reason and word right here. Give thanks to Haber Rosh Ayerson for that link, with some other ones and ones also zooming in on this Ana Bekoach. So we have number 42 here, even in the book of Numbers. It's interesting that here in the book of Numbers, right, there are 42 stations, 42 spots, 42 stations of the Exodus, the locations that was visited by the Bnei Yisrael in the Exodus Mitzrayim. This is recorded in Numbers chapter 33. And there's variations as recorded in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy. But we have this number 42, more of a reason on it. But first here's Ana Bekoach. Here. Yes, sir.
Ana Bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana Bekoach, Gedulata Yemin Katir Sarura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yumineka, tatir zerura, untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika, zangaved, tahereinu, nora. Elevate and purify us. Sagaved, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamre, Barkem. Tahare Rachemei Sidkateka Tamida Tamle bless them. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Idateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e. Le Ameka Bine. Zokhreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel. Accept our cries. Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, ushaik atenu. Yodea ta elumot. O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Yes, the joyful shout. Yes, I. The shout out, Adonai Jah Rastafari. Yes, I.
Yeah. Rastafari, live it. Last year, I live it. Reigned in the heart of all man forever.
One more interesting point on the number 42. More on the number 42 here in the book of Numbers. According to science, the angle rounded to hold degrees for which a rainbow appears. There's a critical angle, right? And number 42, the connection of number 42 with the 42nd angle, degree of the angle rounded to hold degrees, for that a rainbow appears. So even the connection of number 42 and the rainbow, Right here, let's just blow the shofar right here. Yes, I, for the Shabbat. The Shabbat right here, joyful shout, a shout out to Adonai Yahweh, Jehovah, yes I, Rastafari, to give him all that smoke, yes I, give us the fire of his word.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Here, Lekah, come, Lekah Dodi, come, beloved. Yes, I, to meet the Shabbat. Yes, I, the Sabbath bride, the Shabbat, to meet her. Here.
Lecha Dodi, Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pne Shabbat, Nekapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend,
the Sabbath reads, Likadoti, Likaratakala, Tene Shabbata Nikabala, to be repeated after each stanza. Lika Todi Likaratiya Tala Neshapatiya Nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad wa hiwibi Jehovah Yihyah Chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem Ula Kitareta, Witehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'kadodi L'krati Ekala, Pnei Shabbati N'kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha Todi Likrati Akala B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha Todi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom is bride. Lekha Todi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive, thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha Todi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekha Todi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet.
Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Senbet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Rastafari is Almighty. Almighty.
Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings have passed come through the land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings have passed come through the land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings have passed come through the land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
Six days shall thou labor, shall and the seventh labor, day take thy rest. They take thy rest. Six days shall thou labor, and on the seventh day take thy rest. They take thy rest.
Here, here, here. Psalm 92 and Psalm 93. Shabbat
Shalom.
Six days
shall thou labor, and on the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we will like
the Shabbat, the Shabbat like a mother that intercedes for her children, testimony of the Beta Israel of the East. Of the Beta Israel, the Black Jews of Ethiopia. So it's a Shabbat, here, here, here. Psalm 92. Oh. Yes, 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 yes. Psalm 92 coming forward, forward.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat time. Sister Charmaine. Sister Charmaine can't hold a rest. Time to hold a rest. 6 days labor, hold a rest. Shabbat day.
New York must be, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Uptown must be, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
You know I come right, but what I rest, you know I come right.
Shabbat rest. And here, Army Gideon. Rasan Besa, Shabbat peace, acoustic. Hello, Jake Scooster.
بسم آب وول ومنفس كدوس هادو أملاك آمين كبر لكال وكبر لكلتو كبر لحيد وكبر لكلما وحيد للا جا راس لفار آي أجاجا ويا ويل أجاجا ويا ويل Send bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises. The Most High, Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his law. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, inside your home and still send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, come on, well, yeah. Send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest. Send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. God said, take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home.
and better to him negere Yehuda Machaber. Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Shalach Lecha, Shalach Lecha, Shalach Lecha, Sabbath, send for yourself, send for yourself. Some important themes here, Chaverim. They resonate with I and I even in these last days of the Gentile world system, this so-called New World Order. Been in this since 1776 at least, right, for the past 400 years. So here, in the end times, as we build and establish a kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Here, the direction instructions right here. Let's pick up with a reasonment here. Look a reasonment here on one of the themes here. Have an audible to share as well. We have today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 6. Psalm 6, like to touch on Psalm 6. It's kind of interesting when we look at the numbering. Previous psalm was 66. Now we have Psalm 6. And also we look at the narrative here. And it's like John chapter 6, verse 66, where many had turned back and no longer walk with the Moshiach because they didn't take heed to how they heard. Here we have the Torah reading and feeding concerning the scouts that went to scout the promised land. The scouts, also known as the spies. Based on the Hebrew, we call them the tourists, since the Hebrew word tour, can mean to scout, to search out, and it sounds a lot like tourists. What does a tourist do? Basically, a tourist can also be a scout. So these scouts, there were 12 of them, one from each of the 12 tribes, a prince, a head, a rosh, right, of the roshim, of the rasses, the heads, and the nasim, and princes that were sent, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, the summary of it is that, well, 10 brought back a evil report, a very discouraging report, an evil, rah-rah, ill, hurtful, harmful, discouraging, that many of the Bnei Yisrael wanted to return to Mitzrayim. So a very important theme happens here. We call this the generation gap theme. My generation gap, like the BMW Bob Marley and the Wailers tune about generation, right, and the generation gap. Also check out Rasa Shiloh has a tune too, this generation, because we get the old heads, the elders, the parents, the patriarchs, the matriarchs, they were brought out
of Egypt, me Tzraid, me Kemet, me Kemet, me Chomet, from Egypt, right? But those who he brought out, he did not bring in. Now, this resonates with one of the Psalms. This is Psalm 95. Psalm 95 also brings across that theme, Chabarim. That's one of the Psalms that we ride up with for the welcoming, the receiving, the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah of the Shabbat, the receiving of the Sabbath. So here, just zooming in. Let's zoom into a couple of points right here. And here we'd like to zoom into this area since we pick up here for this Torah reading and feeding. This constitutes right here for Shelach, right, the 37th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, the weekly Torah portion. It constitutes Numbers chapter 13 to Numbers chapter 15, verse 41. And Yehudim and I, the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, here in the diaspora, we generally read it in June, right here. Now, the name of this Shabbat and the Torah reading and feeding, Shabbat Shelach, comes from Shalach. Some might prefer to say that Shalach, right, because of the Ch. We have to get used to, you know, our own linguistics. Remember Willie Lynch, how to make a slave the papers, controlled language, to rob us of our language and to make us confused about their language. So we have work to do here. So Shelach here, Lika, these two words, Shelach Lika, comes from the first distinctive words in this portion in this reading and feeding from Numbers chapter 13 to Numbers 15:41, namely in Numbers chapter 13, verse 2. When we look at the Hebrew, we have Shelach, 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 which is to send, a command when speaking to a male to send. So if I spoke to an individual male and he says, should I send it or not send it? I say Shelach, 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 send. Or I could say, Shelach Lika, send it for yourself. This is the idea right here. So we have Shelach, the sixth word in the Hebrew, and Lika, Lika. Now we have Leka, Leka, right, from Halak, which means to walk, to try. Here we have Lika, Lika, Li, for Ka, for the I male, for the Ka, for the I male self. That's the seventh word here in this Torah reading and feeding. So this manna, angel's bread here, this Torah reading and feeding for this Shavuah, for this strong, this 7 days, it tells the story of the scouts, a.k.a. the scouts, the spies, the tourists, the Israelite tourists, right, who discourage the Bnei Yisrael, who discourage the sons, the children of Israel. Also in this Torah reading and feeding, we have the commandments about the offerings, the offerings. Also the story and the narrative about the Sabbath, the Shabbat violator, as well as the commandment of the fringes. A couple of key themes here, Chabarim. Couple of key themes, once again, right here, just going over this, referring here to our TPV, Torah portion volume, the TPV 4 for Bamidbar, the Hebrew Book of Numbers. We have it available, PDF. One can also get a hard copy at ljs.org. So here, once again, in this Torah reading and feeding, 37th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have the narrative of the scouts who discourage the children of Israel from entering into the Afro-Kanaano-Ano, the Afro-Canaanite lands. The commandment about the offerings, also the narrative of a Sabbath violator, and the commandment of the fringes. Now, early in the Shavuah, we had touched on just a couple of main things concerning the scouts, the scouts. So here, just to kind of go over this part here, so basically, Elohim told Moses, Moshe, to send one chieftain, one Rosh. Rosh in the Hebrew, Re'ez, Rosh, Ras, one head, right, from each of the 12 tribes of Israel to scout the land of Canaan. Moshe sent them out from the wilderness of Paran. So take note, Talmudim in your copybooks, the Paran. You're going to look at Paran and Kadesh or Kadesh. Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 to 2. Now, among the scouts was Caleb, the son of Yefunah,
He was of the tribe of Yehuda of Judah. And Hoshea, the son of Nun, he was of the tribe of Ephraim. Numbers chapter 13, verses 6 to 8. Now, Moshe, he changed Hoshea's name to Yehoshua, adding the, we call this the trigrammaton. We have the tetra, the four letters. Here we have the three letters, the yod, right, the hey, and the wow, yo, contracted in normally spoken Hebrew, but in baby Hebrew we have the Yahawah, right, Yahawah, Yahoh, Yao, Yoshua. Yoshua, Joshua, Numbers chapter 13, verse 16. Now, they scattered the land as far as Hebron, the Kebron, Hebron. Touched on that early in the Shabuah, going into the metaphysics, the phi cycle and the meta-phi cycle, the outer and the inner of the word sound Hebron. Numbers chapter 13, verses 21 to 22. Now, at the Wadi, like a kind of a little river spot called Eshkol, they cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes. These grapes are so large. Another kind of interesting theme, you know, where like the fruit here seems to be so large that it had to be borne, had to be carried on a carrying frame by two men had to carry this single cluster of grapes, as well as some pomegranates and some figs. We have this in Numbers chapter 13, verse 23. Now, at the end of the 40 days, they returned and they reported to Moshe and Aharon and the whole Yisrael Yasharala community at the place called Kadesh. Kadesh is the second word. We like to go into the metaphy cycle of the Kadesh, saying that the land did indeed flow with milk and honey, with chalav u'debash, chalav, milk, and debash. Some might think that or make themselves believe that Kaleb and the Hebrew word for milk is one and the same. No, Kaleb, we have Kaleb, and we have chalav. Halab, right? Though sometimes the kaf, right, especially in modern Hebrew, and the het can sound similar. We have kaleb, which has a sense of meaning dog. It's one of the words for dog, right? Which jaws dogs at, the dog, right? He's ferocious. Also the implied meaning ferocious, courageous, you know, kaleb. And then we have halab, ancient pointing, modern Hebrew, halev. Chalev, in modern Hebrew, chalev, right? Ancient pointing, chalav, right? We have chalav, u is and debash. Debash is the honey. But the people, this is what they said. They did give a report that seemed good. It basically affirmed what Yahweh, Eloheinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the Hashem, the name. What He said, that's a land that flow with Zevat, you know, with Halav Udabash, with milk and honey. So they said, yeah, that's true, true enough. But they went on to say that Ha'am, the people, right, the Canaanites, the Afro-Canaanites, the African who inhabited it, they were powerful. The cities were fortified and very large. And then they said that they also saw the Anakim. The Anakim. Now, the Anakim are said to be of what many ones talk about, the giants in Enoch and in Genesis. The Anakim are said by some to be the descendants of the Nephilim. The Nephilim, the fallers, the fallen ones. Right? Some say these were the giants, but actually Nephel means to fall, Nephilim. In the royal archaic Amharic, that word also appears. It means to act foolishly, the Nephilim, right? So the Nephilim, the fallers, the fallen angels, but the descendants of them were said to be the Anakim, the chokers, right? The necklaces, the chokers, Anak, right? The strangulators, the Anakim. These were said to be like a descendant of the previous, the ancient, you know, giants. So this took place in Numbers chapter 13, verses 25 to 28. Now, when they gave this report, right, they basically said, yeah, the land is a good land. I mean, look what we brought back. You look at the grapes. Look how big the fruit are. Ooh, wow. But, you know, the people, man, we can't do it. You know, those Africans. Basically, it said something like a lot of the camps have said, the one Westerners camps, you know, and others have said such things, you know. Generally speaking about the continent and the inhabitants. But note this here in chapter 13 of Numbers, what Jehovah was so, you could say, vexed and wroth and rotten about. Red hot about was that they had slandered the land, the Toba, Ethiopia, in the Hebrew, the good, Eretz, right, the good land, that they had slandered the land. So it's an interesting reasonment for us to reason on. Wow, you know, you could slander a man, but you can also be slandering Jah's land. Something to think about, one Westers and some of the other camps of Israelites, the fellow Israelites. But Caleb, at this particular point, he hushed the people, right? He hushed the arm. Because when people heard about, oh, the Anakim, are they those giants? Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know, they started to fret and complain, adding to their already previous complaint in the previous Torah reading and feeding. So Caleb, right, you know, hushed the people. Where's Jah's dogs at? He was ferocious. He went out, right? And he urged the people, right? He urged them to go up to Allah in the Hebrew, like to ascend, Aliyah, to go up, right? To go up into the land, to go up, right? Let's go up and let's take the land. In Numbers chapter 13 and 30, Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. But the other scouts, they continue to spread calumnies, like hearsay and a bunch of, you know, discouraging stuff about the land. It's similar to what we've heard about Shashamani and Ethiopia, even though Massey gave it as early as 1948. Ain't that something? You know, all these slanders and lies, right? And remember, in 1970, we have the Rasta, what's called the Rasta Pioneer Settlers. Right, 10, right, and 2. Same kind of mathematics we get here. Some of the other scouts, they spread like lies and slanders about the land and the people of the land and saying, oh, woo, 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 woo. You know, the land, it's a land that eats up its settlers. If you go there and you try to settle up there, you know, it's going to be bad. They give you like bad news, sad stories, and people are like, nah, we don't want to go. We want to go back to Egypt. Right, Numbers chapter 13, verse 32. Or Kemet, if you please, right, Mitzrayma. They reported that the land's people were giants, right, were Nephilim and the descendants of the Nephilim, the Anakim, and they were stronger than the Bnei Yisrael, than the sons of Israel. Now, remember that it's in Numbers, in the beginning of Numbers is where we get the count, where many of the other camp, like the one with Israelites and others, they say, well, you know how you know you're an Israelite? Look at this chart and read Numbers chapter 1, verse 18. Now, there's some truth to what they're saying, but not to the fullness of what they're saying. That chapter does not say who's an Israelite. That says who it will be a title holder to the land if they could trace the descendancy to the sons of Yaakov Yisrael, to Jacob, a.k.a. the one who's known as Israel, right? And they would have to put in that work. They would have to be part of Yisrael's Sabah. The Sabah, in modern Hebrew, they call this the Sabah, modern Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, Sabah. That's what we get, Sabaot, Yahweh Sabaot, Jehovah of armies, you know, it says the Lord of armies, of hosts, the fighting men, right? We have two hosts in the camp, mainly the priests and the Levites, pertaining to the sanctuary. Right, and the holy things, and then the rank and file Israelites from 20 years and older that can prove their pedigree, their descent, right, from Yaakov, from Jacob, from the Bnei Yaakov, from the sons of Jacob, a.k.a. from Yisrael. But they would have to put in the work, right? They would have to be the strike force that goes and basically evicts who in John's sight is the squatters. So remember, the earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof. So it's just like a landlord. The landlord said, I don't want you living here no more because I don't like how you treated my land. And I told you don't do this. I told you not to make gods of gold and silver to me. So when some of these when some of these flim-flam pseudo-pro-blacks be saying, oh, look, there's this idol here, and this is a Canaanite idol, and it's called El. It's called El in Yahweh. Look, we found a Canaanite idol. What was the idol made out of? Gold and silver. That's why Jehovah said, don't do as the Canaanites did to me. Okay, right there. So these who were numbered in the beginning of the book would be condemned to have to wander for 40 years, right, in the wilderness. The good news is, right, especially for our people, for the ones lost black and brown, is that their clothing would not wear out. Their clothing would not wear out. Jah told them in Deuteronomy that even for the 40 years that you wandered in the wilderness, because this uckery that happens here in this Torah reading and feeding right here concerning the land. When I think about this ones and ones concerning, we talk about Africa, east of the river now. We talk about, oh, look, there's war. There's a tribalism. Oh, my gosh. No, we can't go there right now. That's basically what basically happened. But here we had the purveyors, those who went in to scout out the land. Right? Numbers chapter 13, verse 32. So they reported that the land's people were giants, and they were stronger than the Bnei Yisrael. We really don't know how you measure such a thing. We were saying this a couple of years ago when we went to this Torah reading and feeding. The first thing that came to mind, I don't know if you know about the San Gennaro over there in the Mediterranean, the Middle Earth over there in the Mediterranean. They have the San Gennaro. They have these other festivals like in Southern Europe where people be like standing on stilts. You ever see that? Where like a big tall man, you know, standing on stilts. Now, if you see that for the first time in your life or from a distance, right? Now, it's interesting because, yes, we know there were certain giants and certain other beings other than those who descend from, you know, we could say, proverbially speaking, Adam and Eve. How do we know that? Because of the Neanderthal gene. You know what I'm saying? Some peoples, most Africans, black people don't have it, right? No Africans, they say they found that Neanderthal gene, right? And most Asians don't have it, but it does occur among many different Europeans, right? So we do know that there were these genes there. But notice, they have this festival where they have tall men on stilts, and then you see as circuses. Think about it. There's some ancient memory that people recall by doing that. Could it be that those who they spied out from a distance, right, is like to watching them maybe have a San Gennaro, some festival where, you know, many later people recall their gods or their ancestors or whatever their particular belief is. It could be something like that that they saw from a distance, but because of what they saw, appearances can be deceptive. For what they saw, right, they believed, and they made others make believe to such a point that they wanted to return back to Mitzrayim. So the whole community, they broke out crying, bitching and moaning, railing against Moshe and Aharon, and they shouted in Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 to 2, if only we might die in this Midbar, we could only just die in this wilderness. Wow. You're saying that to Moshe and Aaron, and you know Yahuwah Eloheinu is listening? Well, he's about to give them their request. So Moses and Aaron, they fell on their faces. Joshua, Yehoshua, and Caleb, they ripped their clothing. They rent their clothing. And they exhorted, they try to build up the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, not to fear, right? Not to be weak-hearted, right? And not to rebel against Yahuwah, against Jehovah, in Numbers chapter 14, verses 5 to 9. Just as the whole community then, you know, when the whole community now hear this, they threaten to pelt Joshua, Yehoshua, and Caleb with stones, right? Jehovah's presence appeared in the tabernacle, Numbers chapter 14, verse 10. Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, then complained to Moshe, how long will this people spurn me, right? How will they spurn me, right? Discredit I, right? And I not admit in I. And then he threatened to strike them with pestilence. It's like that tune, Michigan and Smiley, smite them with the most dangerous diseases and make of Moshe, get this here. Here's where we point to the Ethiopian Hebrew connection, even here in the Torah, right? Make of Moshe a nation, right, greater and more numerous than them. So he's going to just strike down these ones and one, and then he says he's going to make out of Moshe. Remember the previous Torah reading and feeding? We had his sister, oh, big sis, big Miriam sis. She did a lot of good, but this time she should have just kept quiet. But, you know, she was basically talking about Moshe and his Kushawit, his Ethiopiawit, his Ethiopian wife. And obviously, Jah,
Jehovah didn't like that. And then in this Torah, he's saying, listen, because these ones don't want to credit I, they want to discredit I, I'm going to strike them down as one man. I'm going to make out of you Moshe. So who's Moshe? He got his Midianite wife, Zipporah, and obviously he has a Cushite wife. So this Cushitic, this Hebrew connection already here. Numbers chapter 14, verse 11 to 12. But, there's a big but here. But, or however, on the other hand, Moshe, he told Yahuwah, he told Jehovah to think of what the Kemite, the Kemitics, the Mitzrayim, what the Egyptians would think. So, you know, Kem and the Egypt is always in the mix right here throughout Torah. Sometime in the good and beautiful, sometime in the bad and ugly. But here, right, Moses is mentioned to Jehovah, hey, think about what the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, the Kemetics are going to think, right, if you strike them all down. Right, here's where Moses goes to plea bargain, goes to advocate, right, for the hard-headed Israelites. He says, think about what the Mitzrayim, right, the Kemetics, Kemetians, what they would think when they hear, right, this news here. And how they will think that Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, Eloheinu, that our power is powerless to bring the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to the promised land. Numbers chapter 14, verses 13 to 16. Then Moshe, just as a good advocate, right, a good attorney, you know, a good advocate or a good attorney must know the law, right? And Moshe proves that he knows HaTorah, even right here. Moses then asks Ha Elohim to forbear. And then he goes to quoting Ha'elohim's Yahweh, Hashem's self-description. He quotes to Ha'elohim, to Eloheinu, to our power, his own self-description, right? Namely, he quotes a few, right, of the 13 attributes that we have. I think that's in Exodus chapter 34. Right, the 13 attributes, the midot of Yahweh, of he who be, who he be, who he be. Moses went to quote it. Slow to anger, erek apayim. Literally in the Hebrew, erek means long, apayim means nose or nostril. So it's not a literal sense of long nose, but it meant that one takes a breath, right? Because when one gets angry, their breath becomes short. So the Hebrews understanding that we call patience or slow to anger being long nose, erek apayi. Some of the Rastaman say your lung half is strong to smoke sentimania, but this is a different sense here. Slow to anger, right? Take a breath. And abounding in kindness, forgiving iniquity, right? And transgression in Numbers chapter 14, verses 17 to 18. Now, Jah, what you going to say to that? Well, Yahuwah, he pardoned. He did pardon. But if you read the language there, and even the Hebrew, it's interesting what he says. He says, be it according to your word. Because later on, remember what happens to Moshe, right? Because the people vex him, right? And he just got vexed with them. And instead of doing what Jah told him and Aharon, right? He struck the rock. Instead of talking to the rock, he started talking to the people. Right, and in that sense, it kind of loops with this right here. Yes, as they say, no good deed. Some people say no good deed goes unpunished. Right, his good deed for the children of Israel. Right, some people connect it with his getting vexed with the same children of Israel later on that he disobeys what he's supposed to do. Right, concerning the rock. But here, Ha'elohim, he pardons, but he also swore that none. That is, no one of the men them, my demandem, my who has seen Elohim's signs would see the promised land except for Caleb and Yehoshua. You remember, this news spread to the camp. People were expecting the news, right? They heard the first part, oh, it is a land flowing with milk and honey. But the people there, the giants, oh, my gosh, the land eats up people. You can't really settle there, all these problems in the Shashamani land grant. So John said that all of those, that none of the men who had seen his signs would see the promised land except for Caleb and Yehoshua, and that all the rest of them, 20 years old and up, would die in the Midbar. This is why we pled with the fellow Israelites of the camp, say, no, come on, look at this carefully. You're talking about Africa and just the land like that, right? We're talking about east of the river now, and they're talking about Africa and all these things that you have heard ones and ones say. And notice Jah doesn't even, you know, he doesn't take issue so much with slandering the Africanite people, but he takes issue with slandering his good land. And he says that all of them that were 20 years old and up would die. Right, would be deaded on in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called this North Country America. He called this the wilderness of North America. Think about how long we had that land grant there, just for a moment, right? So Numbers chapter 14, verses 20 to 30. Now, the breakdown was that 10 of them, right, brought forward a discouraging report, and two of them brought forward a good report. We look at Shashamani. We look at the land grant, right? Some say, well, 10 of them were Benjamites and two of them were Judahites. The interesting thing is the two Judahites or Negroes or Black Americans, they were members of the Federation, the instrument that His Majesty gave the land through. It's just a very interesting, this scripture. And His Majesty said, for his part, he glory in the Bible. That Dundee did. Even reflects his glory right here in this Torah reading and feeding. Now, Jah said to the Israelites' children, and concerning the children of the Israelites, so they had their children. So we had a generation who came out of Egypt, right? And they tried to say the reason why they was doing this. They tried to make it seem like, well, you know, we're doing this because we care about our children. If we take our children there, they're going to be like victims. They're going to be victimized. They're going to be a prey, you know, to the land and to the people. So that's the reason why we want to go back to Egypt. You know, they start making niggas, you know. Elohim said that the Israelites' children would enter the promised land after roaming the wilderness. Remind me of how we over here from every point to 48. Interesting, the state of Israel was given by the world and UN and Balfour Declaration as Majesty gave also a promised land to we the black people of the world. Same time. After roaming the wilderness, right, so ones go from New York. First, many of our people came from down south, the southern states, my people from Louisiana and the Carolinas, Geechee, Gullah country, all the way up here. And then now many ones are going down to Atlanta and Georgia. Some go Midwest, some go to California, up and down all around this wilderness. And then we recognize after 40 or so years, it's the same old, same old. But it's the children, right? This is for the children, that the children would enter the promised land after the roaming of the wilderness and suffering, that the children, we talk about the babies, right? And one dear say, like some of the Israelites want to blame it on the Egyptians. Oh, the Egyptians are not even in the picture here. You know, some want to blame it on the white man. Really, the white man is not really part of the direct picture here. A lot of this is on us, right? Suffering for the faithlessness of the present generation, of that 40-year generation. So those who he brought out of Egypt, he wasn't pleased to bring them into the promised land. And yes, here, just to connect the dots here, notice that Psalm 95. Let's just go to Psalm 95 right here, just going with a small, still voice right here. Psalm 95, rightly explaining scripture with scripture. Note that psalm here for the sabbatical time. What does it say in the psalm right here? It says, for he is our God, Eloheinu. Amlakachin, our source, our power, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. So yeah, we're mine and woman and people them, yeah, but we're the sheep of his hand, right? Today, if y'all will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today. And we say this specifically, Rastafari Israelites, who say this specifically to I people who identify themselves, right, as Rastafari. Hear, would you hear His Majesty's voice?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
So we're just elaborating on this right here, Psalm 95, the first of the six psalms for the 6 days, for the welcoming in of the Shabbat here. He says, for he is Eloheinu, our Elohim, our power, Amlakachin, our source, Amlakine, our source. And we, the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand, today if y'all will hear his voice, this is why the Shema'a in the Hebrew, Sima in the Mark, Sima, right here, here. Harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, even the wilderness of this north country, right? When your fathers tempted me, tempted I, proved me, proved I, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. Verse 11, Psalm 95, 11, to whom I swear in my wrath, Behamati, he was Ham. He had to go Ham. Did you know that Jehovah had to go Ham? He had to go Ham. In the Hebrew, Ham is hot. Hamati. He had to be hot, right? In my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. Into my rest. And we can see that also in the twofold sense, right? The rest, speaking of the land, right? And also the rest, when we speak about the Shabbat rest, they can't enter into the rest. Right? They can't enter into the rest because, you know, the Sabbath was what? The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. But they don't understand this clear, you know, clearly. So therefore, they're not like men that understand. So man that understands not, right, is like a beast, right? You know, is like a beast that perished. So hopefully I and I can enter into that sabbatical rest. Once again, Sister Charmaine. Yes, I. Hold the rest.
Do you have my seat? Are you ready?
I want to hear it, say yes. I want to hear it, say yes.
Here, time here on the ear and in the eye, and we have today's daily psalm right here. Look a little bit more on that right here as it still resonates, the principles, the precepts that we can learn, right? We can learn and do better. It says the scripture was written for I and I admonition, I and I correction. So here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm Vav, Martin Hebrew, Wahweh, right? Mizmor, Wow. Psalm VI, Psalm 6. It seemed a prayer in sickness, right here. A sufferer, his body agonized and his mind troubled by ill wishes who taunt him with being forsaken by Elohim.
sends up to Shemayim, to the heavens, the place of the celestial waters, his fervent prayer to Phila for relief. He's on the verge of Mavet, Mot, death. Hailahim alone can save him. If ever the throb of personal anguish found tears, it is said, and a voice, it is said, it does so in this needs more. Now there's an abrupt change. There's abrupt change here that occurs in, well, if you read in the Hebrew, it'll be verse 9. If you read in the KJV, it'll be verse 8, where it reads, depart from me, from I, all ye workers of iniquity. For Jehovah have heard the voice of my weeping, right? And the concluding portion may well be, some say, a postscript that was added to when the crisis has passed. Now, the psalm, the mizmor, the chant here is included. This psalm here, what's interesting, is included in the daily Judaic liturgy, according to the Seder, the prayer book, right? It's included in the daily Yehudi, Judahite, and Hebrew liturgy among what's known as the penitential prayers. You could say, like, on a level like the repentance, you know, the repentance prayers, penitential prayers, right here. So first thing first, let's give ear. Oh, there's a key part that's often left out for the chief musician on string music. Here in the Hebrew, we have Lam and not Treyach. For the leader, for the overcomer, La Menatriach, be a Ngi note, Bingi note on the harps, the string music, the Bingi notes, or the Ngi note in the Hebrew. But here, be on by way of be Ngi note. So you'd like to bring out the sense of Bingi on the Bingi notes. La Menatriach, Bingi note, Al Ha Shemenit, on the eighth. Mizmor le David, a chant, Isis of David.
Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed, and suddenly, be ashamed, and suddenly, be ashamed, suddenly, 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 suddenly.
May all them be ashamed, suddenly, and be confounded. Yes.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here, today's daily psalm right here, Dubwise, Amharic HSV, Haile Selassie version meets the English KJV on the BMW Dub Waiting in Vain version 2 right here. Thank you.
مزمور سدس لمزمران عليك ببقنا وجه سلسمن تنيا يداويت مزمور عبيتو بكت أهد تكسفين بما أدهم ما تقس دوين ننا عبيتو ماري أتنتو جيتا وكوا لنا فوز نفسهم مجيك تا وكج أنتم عبيتو سكما جدرسنو عبيتو تملس نفسين مادنا سلچرنتهم مادني بموت يمياسبه يلمنا بسي أولم يميامسجنه ماننو بچنك أتيدك ميان ليليتون هلو آلغاين آتوال بأنباي من يتاين آرسان عيني كاكتو انباي تنسا تاوكج كتلاتو چه هلو يتنسا رجو عمد آني متادرغو هلو كني راقو اگزيافير يلك سوينك آل سمتوالن اگزيافير لمناين سمان اگزيافير سلوتين تك أبلا تلاتو چه هلو يفرو اججم يغوص هلو ودهو على الشو يملسو بفتنة هم يفرو
Psalm 6 O Lord, rebuke me not in mine anger, neither chasten me in my hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed, suddenly, ashamed, suddenly.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memeleth, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But I want the next verse with Amaric. But I want the next verse with Amaric.
You know, so the six says, this is a prayer in sickness. You know, so the six says, this is a prayer in sickness. You know, so the six says, this is a prayer in sickness, right? Six, sickness, right? In sickness, a sufferer, his body agonized and his mind troubled by ill wishes, who taunt him with being forsaken, left by Elohim, Ha-Elohim, by the power, sends up to Shemayim, to heaven, to Oranos, Orion, his fervent prayer for relief. He is on the verge of death, the one chanting this psalm, Psalm 6. On the verge of mot, of mute, right? Elohim alone, Ha'el alone can save him, save him, save him. Quote, save. If ever the throb of personal anguish found tears in a voice, it does so in this mizmor, in this psalm, in this mezmor, mezmor, the Amharic, mizmor, the modern Hebrew. An abrupt change occurs at verse 9 of this particular psalm. And verse 9 would actually, I think, be verse 8 because they include the subscription as a verse. And the concluding portion may well be a postscript. That means written after, added when the crisis had passed. The psalm, the mezmor, mezmor Dawit, the mizmor, is included. This particular psalm is included in the daily Jewish or Judah-ish, Yehuda-ish liturgy, Kedase, among the penitential prayers, like the repentance prayers and psalms, right? The forgiveness, repentance prayers and psalms. Psalm 6. Now we have before us the Hebrew translation, and we also have the English in the KJV. I think all of y'all got the at least the KJV. So what we're going to do right here is just read the Hebrew and alongside with the Amharic, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, alongside with, actually, we'll take the Haile Selassie version alongside with the KJV, and we'll get into the study, right, from the Hebrew along with His Majesty's Bible, hopefully, if you know, in the moving forwards, right? Either this time or next time on the in the IRIT, having that time and opportunity in the I-Assembly, we can seek to teach or reason on this. So Psalm 6, Besama'ab, Wawelit, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, Mezmor, Sidist, Lemezamran, Leka, Bebegenawoj, Sile, Seminentenya, Ye Dawit, Mezmor. Subscription to the chief musician on Negnot, upon Shemenit, a psalm of David, of Dawit, the well-beloved. Guter and, verse 1, Abetu, Bekuta, Atik Sefeng, Bema Atahima, Ata Geses Eng. O Lord, Yahweh, he who be who he be, O Father, his Father, Father of the house, rebuke I not in thine anger, neither chasten I in thy hot displeasure. Duwu Ningna, Abetu, Maring. Have mercy upon I, Avirtu, O Yahweh, for I am weak. O Yahweh, heal I, for I bones are vexed. Kut Erasos, verse 3. Nefsim, Ijik, Tawakech, Antem, Avirtu. Iskameche Dresno? My soul is also sore vexed. My feeling, my thought, my emotion also is sore vexed. But thou, O Yahweh, Abetu, how long? Kutararat, verse 4. Abetu, temeles, nesenim adnat, selecharnetehim adneng. Return, O Yahweh. Deliver, I liver, I soul, I feeling, I thought, I emotion. Oh, save I for thy mercy's sake. Kutara Amis, verse 5. Bemot yemiyasib, yemiyasib, yelemina. Besiolim, yemiyamesegene, manno. For in death, in mote, in moot, in mute, there is no remembrance of thee. In mute, in mote, in death, there is no remembrance of the I. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? Who shall give thee miskana, thanks and praises? Kuter Siddist, verse 6. Be chinkete dekmeyalo, leilitun hulu algayen atabalo. Be unbayim menyutayin arsalo. I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Kutera sabat. Aine ka kutua inba yatanesa tawakach. Katalatoche hulu yatanesa arejahu. Mine eye, mine ee, mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies, because of all my haters. Kutera cement. Ametana yemekadargu hulu. Kanerako. Ekaziavihari yelikasoyena kala semto alina. Depart from I, all y'all workers of iniquity. For Yahweh, he who be who he be, hath heard I voice, the voice of I weeping. Kutera zetain. Ekziavihara lemenayin semain. Ekziavihara selotena tekebele. He who be who he be, Yahweh hath heard I supplication, I beseeching, I petition. Yahweh, he who he be, will receive, will Kabbalah, I prayer. Kutera Asr, verse 10. Telatoche hulu yeferu, ejigim ye gweso kwalu, ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ በፍጥነትም ይፈሩ. Make all mine enemies, make all my haters be ashamed and sore vexed. Make them return and be ashamed suddenly. ክብር ለቃሉ ክብር ድምፁ ክብር ለኃይሉ ክብር ለቀደማዊ ኃይለ ሰላሴ አባታችን. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to the first power of the Trinity, I and I Father. በጌታችንና በመድኃኒታችን በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ስም በሽም የሹዋ in the name of Yeshua. Amen. እናምናለን. ናሚን 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 Nam 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 nam
መዝሙር 6 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች ስለ ስምንተኛ የዳዊት መዝሙር. አቤቱ በቁጣ አትቅሰፈኝ በመዓትህም አትገስጸኝ ድውይ ነኝና አቤቱ ማረኝ አጥንቶቼ ታውከዋልና ፈውሰኝ ነፍሴም እጅግ ታወከች አንተም አቤቱ እስከ መቼ ድረስ ነው አቤቱ ተመለስ ነፍሴንም አድና ስለ ቸርነትህም አድነኝ በሞት የሚያስብህ የለምና በሲኦልም የሚያመሰግንህ ማን ነው በጭንቀቴ ደክሜያለሁ ሌሊቱን ሁሉ አልጋዬን አጥባለሁ በእንባዬ መኝታዬን አርሳለሁ አይኔ ከቁጡ እንባ የተነሳ ታወከች ከጠላቶቼ ሁሉ የተነሳ አረጀው አመጣን የምታደርጉ ሁሉ ከኔ ራቁ እግዚአብሔር የልቅሶዬን ቃል ሰምቷልና እግዚአብሔር ልመናዬን ሰማኝ እግዚአብሔር ጸሎቴን ተቀበለ ጠላቶቼ ሁሉ ይፈሩ እጅግም ይጎስቁሉ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ በፍጥነትም ይፈሩ
Why it's like I'm in heaven, you know. But Iman says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. But if you do, brothers and sisters, it might cost you pure pain. Thou would hate, thou won't I? As we gather round sons and daughters, it shall be still unknown. The child love you too, so you got to be in the go-out zone. Just sit up in a kitchen time to make you feel so fine. Dash with false wine and keep them down the line, you know. Sacked up for a while and about the bus and style of till you want each other be the sound of who we die. I've seen a day the name of the Lord God in vain. It will cause you pure pain, I tell you. Respect the words of the Lord God. He done to his But in this time we have no choice, so we got to go forward. Forward, never backward, never say I love you, love you forever. So we try to round the world and wheel and roll until it's to you, girl. And then you got it coming down with me. You want it done and then we wait a little while. Sour little challenge, you got us pure silence. We walk down the alley, singing then we try down the valley. Gonna be with no intention till you're coming down and dash with segregation. Love one another, whether you black or white or brown or green, and come on the scene and be a really king. I say you gotta take it up to the words I've done. Cause God love us all, whether we're great or small. As the poor one of God's word pass away, but the nurture pass away. I see God to swing and swing for with the yonder one today. Stand on the valley till you got to officially. Rock it down the valley when you see officially. See you on the corner when you really dilly dally. Sat around the corner and we check for sister Molly. Got you good, babe. As funny some insane, I got to move on down the lane. Move on down the street and kinda cool off the heat. Now rock
working way down to this rock. Cause they can't burn up your child, kind of cool on me. Why can't it go, they 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 go,
they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they
go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go,
they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go,
So when looking at the calendar, looking at the season, this year, 2020, the Gregorian, 2020 is 2012. The true date, the true time and date, getting a true time. What time is it? Life is one big road with lots of signs. When you ride into the ruts or the rough, don't complicate your mind, free from hate, deceit, and jealousy. Don't bury your thought or the vision. Set the dream, or some say the vision must be set to reality. Seen? See? So for the leader, with string music on Shemanit, La Menat Ayach, Be Neginot, Binginot, Binginot on the Neginot, string instruments, Binginot, the Binginot, Bingi, Be Neginot, La Menat Ayach, for the leader, for the chief musician, La Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, for the overcomer, Be Neginot, Al HaShemenit, Mizmor Litawi, for the leader, with stringed music, with string music. Some interpret the Neginot, Be Neginot, Binginot, on the Binginot, the string music, the strings, string music, we can say, in a sense, the idea of the harps, right, to the director in hymns, for the eighth. So the psalm is themed here for the eighth, or Al HaShemenit, HaShemenit, Al HaShemenit, on the Shemenit, on the eighth. This here we have in the first proper, the Hebrew, the Beit, you know, the first proper verse, right, the Aleph verse. Now, often the, you know, we talk about the numbering of the psalms, but here we always touch on the Hebrew, the Hebraics of it all, here in the Sefer Tehillim. Right, the ancient ordering has that superscription, that fine print. In most of the better Bibles, KJV Bibles, and our Scofield Study Bibles, you'll find that fine print right there. So here, the theme right here is on the eighth, for the eighth. This verse is to be read in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. In Psalm 119, verse 164 says, seven times a day do I praise thee. Seven times a day do I praise thee, I. Psalm 119, verse 164. Shavah bayom, hilalatika. Seven times a day do I praise thee, I. Do I praise thee. Shavah bayom, hilalatika. Seven times. Seven times. Frequently, some say. Seven times. But he names Shavah. Shavah bayom. Seven in the day. Hilal tika, hilal tika, hilal tika, do I praise thee, I. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, he taught that seven times a day do I praise thee, I, refers to the seven prayers. The seven prayers. What are the seven prayers? The seven prayers, the beginning verse or portion, that's the name of the seven prayers. Seven prayers. One, who formest light. Two, with abounding love. Three, Shema Yisrael. 4, it shall come to pass if y'all shall hearken diligently. 5, Yahweh Jehovah spoke to Moshe. 6, true and firm. And 7 of the 7 prayers, Baruch Atah, blessed art thee, I, who has redeemed Yisrael, who has redeemed Israel. All 7, these are obligatory. Being obligatory every day, morning and evening, in the saying of the Shema. However, because wearing knotted fringes is not obligatory in the evening, nor is the recital of the prayer prescribing them, namely, Yahweh Jehovah spoke to Moshe. Therefore, the prayer, cause us, Yahweh Eloheinu Jehovah, I, Elohim, to lay down b'shalom, in shalom, in peace, is said instead. This prayer on a Shabbat or on a festival eve ends with Baruch Atah, blessed art thee, I, who spreadest the tabernacle of shalom. And on the eve of an ordinary day, with Baruch Atah, blessed are the eyes who guardest thy people, Yisrael. Seven times a day do I praise the I. Shava Bayom. Hilalatika. Also refers to the seven benedictions, including the several prayers said in the Shema. For in a Mishnah, we learn, in the morning, two benedictions are said before the Shema. One benediction is said after it. And in the evening, two benedictions are said before it, and two benedictions are said after it. Thus, there are seven. Sheva Bayom, Hilalatika. Seven times a day do I praise the I. Hilaltika, Hilaltika. Also, may also refer to the seven times a day that he who conducts the service, the Avodah, recites the Kaddish, the Kaddish,
the Kaddish, the Kaddish.
Of seven times a day do I praise the I, Shava Bayom, Hilaltika. Rav Avin said, this refers to the seven righteous duties that a man is obliged to perform every day. What are the seven religious duties? Haimenotawi, religious duties that a man is obliged to perform every day. The recitation of the Shema twice during the day. The recitation of the 18 benedictions, the 18 benedictions three times during the day. The recitation of grace and reciting of grace after meals in the Boker and in the Erev, in the morning and evening. Thus, like this, there are Shava. Shabbat, there are seven. Finally, Rav Meir used to say, when a man wears the tefillin upon his rosho, upon his head, and upon his arms, as prescribed, and his four knotted fringes enclose him on all four sides, and when as he enters Baito, his house, there is a mezuzah at the entrance, you find that seven testimonies of his fear, of his reverence, his respect of Elohim surround him like a wall. It was of such a man that David said in Psalm 34 and 8, the angel of Jehovah encampeth round about them that fear him, that reverence him, that respect him, and delivereth and I livereth them. And when this man goes into a bathhouse and looks at himself, he says, quote, here I am stripped of all the testimonies of the fear, of the reverence, the respect of Elohim, end quote. But then he sees upon himself the testimony of circumcision that equals all the other testimonies, and his mind is set at rest. Thinking of circumcision, David said, I shall compose a psalm concerning it for the leader with string music on the eighth, on the Sheminit, La Menatzeach, Bin Ginot Al HaSheminit. That is, on the eighth testimony, circumcision, that is performed by Yom HaShemini, on the eighth day, on the Shemini. Precious is circumcision. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made a covenant with Abraham that any man who is circumcised will not go down into Gehenna, as is said. In that day, Yahuwah Jehovah made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to thy seed, Zar'ika, to thy seed have I given this land. In the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Genesis, in the Sefer Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 18. In that day, Yahuwah Jehovah made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to thy seed, to Zar'icha, Zar'icha, thy seed have I given this land. Who will go down into Gehenna? the uncircumcised, i.e., that is to say, the heathen, the goyim, the nation, as noted in the following verse in Genesis chapter 15, verses 19 to 21, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, and the Kadmonite, etc., etc., etc. And see what Ezekiel says to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Gibbets, to the nether parts of the earth. Go down and be thou laid with the uncircumcised in Ezekiel chapter 32, verses 18 and 19. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah says in Isaiah 5 and 14, therefore the nether world hath enlarged her desire and opened her mouth for him that is without a seal. That is to say, for him upon whose flesh there is no seal of the covenant. Whence, from where, do we know that circumcision is called a seal? Because it is said in Psalm 105, verse 10, the covenant, the brit, that he made with Abraham, and his oath to Yitzhak, he established to Yaakov as a seal to Yisrael, as an everlasting, ever-living brit, an everlasting, ever-living, an eternal covenant. But heretics and apostates who renounce the root of the world, that is, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, who renounce the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be he, will be cast into Gehenna, for Elohim hath put forth his hand, Yado, against them that were at peace with him. He hath profaned his covenant. In Psalm 55, verse 21, it is true of every precept, I and I are obliged to follow, that I and I do not observe it according to its proper manner and rule. Were we, I and I to examine the way each of them is observed amongst us, amongst I and I, it will be difficult to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, continues to sustain us, I and I, and continues to sustain his world. For we, I and I, hold fast to no precept except the precept of circumcision and the precept of the study of Torah, of Jah's direction, instruction, the teaching of his majesty by school children who are without sin, without chatiyat, without ukri, without lack. Hence Elohim said in Jeremiah 33, verses 25 to 26, if not for briti, my covenant, and for what is to be studied day and night, I would not sustain the ordinances of Shemayim and the Aretz, heaven and earth. A different interpretation of for the leader, the chief musician, with string music on the Sheminit, on the eighth. The phrase on the Sheminit, Al HaShemnit. It alludes to the four dispersions of Yisrael, the four diasporas and dispersions of Yisrael under eight kingdoms. Edom being the eighth. Of the eight kingdoms, it is written in Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 to 33, thou, O king, sawest, and behold a great image. This image that was mighty, whose brightness was surpassing, stood before thee, and the appearance thereof was terrible, was dreadful. As for this image, its head was of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thigh of brass, its legs of iron, its feet part of iron and part of clay. By arms is meant two kingdoms. By thighs, two kingdoms. By legs, two kingdoms. And by feet, two kingdoms, eight, Shemin, eight in all, Babylon, Chaldea, Media, Persia, Greece, Macedon, Ishmael, and Edom. According to Rav Aibu, the congregation of Israel says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the day when thou wilt have gathered us out of the eight dispersions, on the day of that it is said, Yahuwah, Jehovah, who set his hand,
Yado again the second time to recover the remnant of his people that shall remain from Assyria and from Egypt and from Patros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamat and from the Isles, the islands of the sea. Yeshayahu, Isaiah 11:11. Isaiah 11:11. On that day, we shall sing a psalm of praise to thee I. And because eight kingdoms are named in this verse, therefore it is said, La menatzeach bi neginot al ha-shminit. Therefore it is said for the leader, for the chief musician, La menatzeach, for the overcomer, with stringed music, bi neginot, binginot. On the Sheminit, Al HaSheminit, on the eighth. Concerning another interpretation of Al HaSheminit, on the Sheminit, on the eighth, two Amoraim differed. One said, the phrase refers to eight laws, six laws that were given to Adam, as intimated by the verse in Genesis 2 and 16, And Yahweh Elohim commanded Adam, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. A seventh law that was given to Noah, forbidding the eating of flesh cut from a living animal. And an eighth law that was given to Abraham concerning circumcision. Another Amora maintained, the phrase Al HaSheminit on the Sheminit refers to circumcision that is obligatory on the eighth day, Bayom HaShemini, after an infant's birth. Yahuwah Ala Be'apika Tokeheini We'ala Bahamatika Te Yasareini O Jehovah, rebuke I not in thine anger, neither chasten I in thy wrath. Yao alabapika tokahini. Rebuke I not in thine anger. Alabapika tokahini. Wa ala bahematika te yasareini. Neither chasten, discipline I in thy wrath. Wa ala bahematika te yasareini. Rav Yudan taught in the name of Rav Ami, the congregation, aggregation of Yisrael, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, the Universal Master, although it is written, Whom Jehovah loveth, he rebuketh, in Proverbs 3 and 12. Rebuke I not in thine anger, Allah be'apika toki chayni. Rebuke I not in thine anger. And although it is written in Psalm 94 and 12, happy, Ashrei, happy is the man whom thou, the eye, chasteneth. Happy is the man who thou, the eye, disciplineth. Chasten me, chasten I not in thy wrath. With al ba-chamiteka, ba-chamatika. Ve'ala ba'chamatika te yasreini. Ve'ala ba'chamatika te yasreini. Chasten I not in thy wrath, not in the eye. Chamat, chamma, ba'chamatika. Ve'ala ba'chamatika te yasreini. Here too, Rav Yochanan told a masha, told a parable. Here too, Rav Yohanan told a mashal of a melech, of a king, who had two cruel inquisitors. Whenever HaMelech, whenever the Negus, the king, was angry at a province, he used to chastise it with them, these two cruel inquisitors. One day HaMelech, the king, the Negus's own province, provoked his displeasure. And as he was about to summon his inquisitors to chastise, to discipline harshly it, the people, Ha'am, of the province began to plead with him. Adonenu,
Melech, O King, we beseech thee, I, chastise us, chastise I and I, in any way thou desirest to chastise us, other than with those two. Even so, Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribona Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, rebuke I not with thine anger, neither chasten I with thy wrath. Yahuwah, Allah be'apika, pokechini, wa'Allah b'achematika, te yasareini. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, if not, what am I to do with anger and with wrath? Thereupon, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, say, thou hast nations, the Goyim, upon whom to pour these out. As it is written in Psalm 79:6, pour out thy wrath upon HaGoyim, upon the nations, the Gentiles, the international community that know thee not, and upon the kingdoms, the governments that call not upon Shemeka, upon thy name. And heeding Amo Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, according to Micah 5:14, I will execute vengeance in anger and wrath upon HaGoyim, upon the nations, the Gentiles, the international community. Of Yisrael, however, what does Scripture say? In Hosea 11:9, of Israel, Scripture says, I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, and I will not come in wrath. And in Isaiah 27:4, wrath is not in me. Wrath is not in I. Rav Eliezer said, with whom may Elohim in his punishment of Yisrael be compared? With a melech, with a king, a negus, even negus and a guest, who became angry at his son, and at that moment holding in his hand an unsheathed Indian sword, swore that he would whip it across his son's head. But then HaMelech, then the king, the negus, even negus and the guest, softened and said, if I whip it across my son's head, my son's rosh, my son's ras, his life will go, and there will be no one to inherit my kingdom. And yet, it is impossible for me to revoke my royal word. What did HaMelech do? What did negus and the guest do? He put the sword back into its sheath and then whipped it across his son's head, his son's rosh, his son's ras, and so his son was speared, and his royal word was kept. Rav Hanina taught, Elohim may be compared with a melech, a king, a negus, even negus neges, who became angry at Beno, his son, and seeing at that moment a large stone before him, swore that he would throw it at Beno, his son. But then HaMelech, the king, negus, even negus neges, said, if I throw it at Beni, my son, then his life will go. What did HaMelech, what did negus neges do? He ordered that the stone be broken up into small stones, and that these be thrown one by one at his son, so that HaMelech, the negus, even negus and the guest, speared Beno, his son, and yet kept his royal oath. Rav Simeon ben Lachish said, Elohim may be compared with a melech negus, even negus and the guest, who became angry at Beno, his son, and there being at that moment a rope near him, swore that with the rope in his hand, he would give his son 100 blows. And then HaMelech said, if my sons receive 100 blows, then his life will go. What did HaMelech, What did Nagus, what did Nagus and Neges do? He coiled the rope 100 times and just struck his son once with the coiled rope so that he speared his son and yet kept his royal word. The Rebbeinat, the Memheran, the rabbis, the scholars taught the king Hamelech took the rope and wrapped it gently around Beno's, his son's neck. By these comparisons, may I interpret the verse. O Jehovah, rebuke I not in thine anger, neither discipline I in thy wrath. Yahuwah, Allah be'apika tokecheini, wa Allah ba'chamateka te yasreini. Chaneni Yahuwah, ki umlalani, refaini Yahuwah, ki nivahalu et amai. Have mercy upon I, O Jehovah, for I am weak. O Jehovah, heal me, heal I, for my bones are vexed. Chaneni Yahuwah, ki umlalani. Have mercy, choneni Yahuwah, ki umlalani. Have mercy upon me, upon I, O Jehovah, ki umlalani, for I am weak. Rifaini Yahuwah. O Jehovah, heal I, Rifaini Yahuwah. Heal I, O Jehovah, ki nivahlu it's amai, for my bones are vexed. A mashal, a misalia, a parable of a man who was seized by robbers. Every one of them struck him with whatever weapon he had. One with his hand, another with his fist, another with a stone, and another with a stick, until he managed to slip away from them. Only when he reached his house and fell into his bed did he cry out, Oh, my bones. Even so do ha-goyim, do the goyim, the nations, the Gentiles, the heathen of the world, subject the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, to all kinds of cruel servitude, persecutions, false prosecutions, and evil decrees that the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, suffer in silence. Only when the time, the Iowa, for the rebuilding of Ha-Hekal, of the temple, comes, may it be soon, and in our, and in I and I days, will Israel, speak out before Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy, the Isla One. Blessed be He. Chaneni Yehoah, ki umlalani, rifaini Yehoah, ki ani v'halua, it's amai. Have mercy upon I, O Jehovah, for I am weak. O Jehovah, heal me, heal I, for I bones are vexed. My soul is also sore troubled. But thou, O Jehovah, how long? Nafshi niva helam od. Ata Yahuwah admatai. Ata Yahuwah admatai. My soul is also sore vexed. Winafshi niva halo m'od. Nivholo niva halo m'od. Winafshi niva halo m'od. My soul is, she is also sore troubled. Winafshi niva halo. Nivhalla. Winafshi niva hala. Nivhalla m'od. My soul, my psyche, she is very much sore troubled. With nafshi nivahlah me'od. But thee I, with atah Yahuwah adamatai. But the I, O Jehovah, adamatai? How long? That is, according to Rebbe, thou, the I, hast promised me, has promised I deliverance, saying in Psalm 91 and 15, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. What is meant by the words? Ad matai. What is meant by the words ad matai? How long? In answer, Rava Kahana told a mashal, a messalia, a parable, a proverb, of a sick man who was in need of treatment by physicians. The sick man kept saying, when will the physician come? At the fourth hour? The fifth hour? The sixth? Or the seventh? But the physician did not come. The eighth, ninth, and tenth hours passed by. Still, none came. Still, no one came. And only as the sun was setting was a physician seen approaching. The sick man said, if thou hast delayed thy coming by another instant, my soul, now she would have left me. She would have left I. So too, David cried out when he saw the cruelty of the kingdoms continuing in affliction of Amo Yisrael, of the people of Yisrael. He exclaimed, Wa'atah Yahuwah, Adamatai, O thou Jehovah, how long, Adamatai, thou who art my healer, delayest thy coming to me, thy coming to I. Shuvah Yahuwah, chalitzah nafshi, hosh'ayni ya'le ma'ana, chasedeka. Return, O Jehovah, rescue my soul, save I, because of your, the I, loving kindness. All mine enemies shall be put to shame and sore troubled. They shall turn backward. They shall be put to shame suddenly. Here. In the 11th verse, Hebraically, of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Mizmor Vav. All mine enemies shall be put to shame. Yevoshu, where ye bahlo me'od. Koloi vaya yashuvu, yevoshu, raga. They shall turn back. They shall be put to shame suddenly. The Rebbeinat, the Memheran, the scholars of Torah, the rabbis taught, in the Olam Haba, in the time, the world to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he will take the righteous and let them see Gehenna with empty places in it, saying, these empty places were held ready for you. It is only by good deeds that you have won merit and have inherited the Gan Ba'eden, the Ganeta Eden, the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Delights. Elohim will also take the wicked, the ratchet, and let them see the Gan Ba'eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden, the Ganeta Eden, with empty places in it, saying, these places were held ready for you, but by your evil deeds you have condemned yourselves and have inherited Gehenna. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi taught HaKadosh Baruch Hu will curse the wicked, the ratchet, with no more than awareness of their shame. The Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, will curse the ratchet, the wicked, with no more than awareness of their shame. Nay, more, he will double this curse of his upon them. As it is said, all mine enemies shall be put to shame and sore trouble. They shall turn back. They shall be put to shame suddenly. Yevoshu, with Yivahalo me'od, kolo oivaya, yashuvu, yevoshu, raga. Suddenly, raga. And when he blesses the righteous, but when he blesses the righteous, he will double his baraka, his blessing of them. As is said in Yoel and Joel, chapter 2, verses 26 to 27, and ye and y'all shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And me, my people, shall never be ashamed. And ye and y'all shall know that I am in the midst of Yisrael. And me, And Ami, my people, shall Another comment on Yahuwah, Allah be'abika tokicheini, wa Allah ba'chematika te'yasareini. O Jehovah, rebuke I, not in thine anger, neither in thine the chastened, discipline I in thy wrath. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says. In Proverbs 23 and 13, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he will not die. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he will not die. That is, when you beat your child, beat him with nothing heavier than a rod, lest he die. As the next verse says, thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver, I liver, nafsho, his soul, his psyche, from the netherworld. Proverbs 23:14. When not given in anger, chastisement is good. When not given in anger, chastisement is good. As Jeremiah said, O Lord Jehovah, correct I, but in measure, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. In Jeremiah 10:24, hence, heya, Allah be'apika tokecheini, rebuke I not in thine anger, wa Allah ba'chematika teyasreini, neither chasten I in thy wrath. For anger and wrath are two executioners. For anger, apika, and wrath, chematika, are two executioners. As Scripture says in Proverbs 16:14, the wrath of Hamelech, the wrath of the king, the wrath of the Negus, even Negus and Negus, is as messengers of Mavet, of Mawet, of Mot, is as messengers of death. And as Moses said, I was in dread of the anger and wrath wherewith Yahuwah, wherewith Jehovah was wroth, was rotted against you to destroy you. In Devarim, in Deuteronomy 9:19. Hence, Heya al bi'apika, rebuke I not in thine anger, Allah be'apika, tokicheini, neither chasten I, discipline I, in thy wrath, in thy hot fury, in thy wrath, with Allah ba'chematika te'yasreini. This means chastisement is good, discipline is good, but I have not enough strength to withstand anger or wrath, to withstand thy anger, be'apika, or thy wrath, ba'chematika. A comment on the verse, I am weary with my groaning. Every night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Yaga'iti be'anachaltia asacher be'chol laila. Miyad atia be'dima ati arsi arse amse arsi arsi amse. I am weary with my sighing. I am weary with my sighing. Yaga'itia be'anachati. Every night I make my bed to swim. Asacher v'kol laila miyatati. I dissolve my couch with my tears. B'dima'ati arsiya amseh. To the sages, Rav Zakariyu ben Hakasa spoke thus, like this, by this, by this temple, by this Hekal, I swear that from the time that I was at the heathen, the Goyim, the nations, the international community came into the sanctuary until the time that I was, that they left it, my wife's hand did not leave my hand. But the sages said to him, no man may testify in his own behalf. He then began to weep, so that he watered his couch with his tears. For he knew that Ishto, his wife, his Eshet, his Oset, was undefiled. Yet, because of the sage's edict, he would never again be alone with her. And he applied to himself the verse, I am weary with my groaning. Every night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Yaga'itiya be'anachatiya. Asahe be'kol laila mitati. A different Targum, interpretation of, I am weary with my groaning, I am weary with my sighing. Yag'iti be'anachati, with my sighing, my groaning. David said these words of himself at the time that I was the incident with Bathsheba, Bathsheba. And he went on. He said, Mine eye is consumed. My eye is dim with grief. My eye is consumed because of grief. Ashasha Mia Kaas Aini. Ashasha Mi Kaas Aini. My eye, Aini, is dim, Ashisha, with grief, Mi Ka'as, great grief, great Ka'as. For people were saying of him, look at this man who murdered the shepherd, took his ewe lamb, and made Israel die by the sword of the children of Ammon. And yet, he is a prince. And Yisrael, I wept so much that my vision was dimmed, and my eye was consumed, as Job 13:28 says, like a garment eaten up by age. Here, Genesis 12:8, mine eye waxeth old, atikah, because of all mine enemies. By atikah is meant that the light of the eye went out. As in the verse, he went out, waya etek, from there to the mountain. Shama Yahuwah techinati, Yahuwah tisilati yikach. Jehovah have heard my supplication. Yahuwah Jehovah receives my prayer. My prayer is favorably received. Shama Yahuwah techinati. Shama Jehovah hath heard my supplication. Techinati, my supplication. Shama Yahuwah techinati. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Hashel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, a mortal king, a mortal negus, a mortal melech has servants who receive the petitions that are handed into him. But I pray that Elohim himself will receive my petition. Hence, he concluded the verse with Yahuwah tefilati yikach. Jehovah receives my prayer. Yahuwah tefilati yikach. Jehovah will receives my prayer. My prayer favorably receive. Jehovah.
1390. Only going to do a few more calls, get back to the music, and make room for Sounds of China.
Morning, WKTR.
Greetings.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Most High, our Lord and Savior, the mightiest of them all, Jah.
Rastafari.
And I, yes. I want to say greetings to Vincent and greetings to DJ Vince. And greetings to my brethren Rambo. Rough out every time. Yeah, and all of them greetings, yeah, I come from Rough Commandos.
Yes, I.
But I want to let out something from the Bible, yeah. John will say, if I had not been with the Lord, who was on our side? No man, Israel say, if I had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rise up against us, then they had swallowed up us quick. When there was wrath was kicking up against us, then the water had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. The Rastafari living raining on the heart of our life. Last year.
Yes, I.
Yeah.
Rastafari.
I give thanks.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom here. K. Becker, Brother Vaughn Benjamin, a.k.a. Midnight here with this Eitefel tune here. Jah is one. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom. Semes Salam. Join I and I on the air in the Irish after Shabbat. Yes, I. For the Rastafari Sabbatica.
Children of the new covenant. D.I.O. Israel, Jarastafari is one. Blazing tongue of flame, get a youth, so you know your name come. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light, having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. You can of the new name covenant. Here I am, Israel. The Rastafari is one. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, riot, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new new covenant, here I am, Israel. Jah Rastafari is one. Children of the new new covenant, here I am, Israel. Jah Rastafari is one. Rastafari is one. Rastafari is one.
Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad. Banim. Ah, Barit HaChadasha, Children of New Covenant, Shalom, Havarim, Shalom, Send us Salam, Shabbat Shalom, Rastafari Sabbatical Peace.